While building progress is humming along in Collingwood, there are some provincial changes coming down the pipe that leave the town's chief building official a little uneasy. During council's regular meeting on April 22, Collingwood's chief building officer Tammy Hogg provided an update to councillors on building progress the town has seen over the past year, and the challenges ahead for the department. As part of her presentation, Hogg talked about Ontario's plans to bring in a new building code, which comes into effect on January 1, 2025 with a three-month transition period. The province will no longer have its own building code, and will instead adopt most of the 2020 National Building Code of Canada with Ontario amendments. The number of changes to the current code is more than 2,400, however those changes haven't been specifically identified yet, said Hogg. The challenge to building officials and the construction and design industries will be the lack of materials available to prepare. This will be a substantial endeavor, she said. Hogg said one concern is the National Building Code does not include green design guidelines, and with Ontario working 5 years behind the feds, Hogg has little hope changes will come soon for Ontario municipalities. At this point, there is no enforceable, provincial standard in place for green standards with respect to building construction, said Hogg. I can't believe you have to implement a new building code without having it in hand, said Mayor Yvonne Hamlin. Hogg said building officials are advocating through their association for change. Hamlin asked Hogg to please inform council if she still didn't have the code in hand within 6 months. Perhaps the government should be giving more time for implementation, said Hamlin. In 2023, the town's building department did 4,896 inspections, issued 506 building permits and 143 other permits. Those building permits account for $335 million in construction value, which is more than double previous years. This is mainly due to the issuance of the permit for the water treatment plant. Without the water treatment plant expansion, the construction value numbers would have been very similar to last year, Hogg explained. In 2023, the town had 84 housing starts, which include single, semis and townhouses, which is less than half the 283 starts clocked in 2022. However, Hogg said the explanation is a step in the right direction. What's not illustrated is, apartments are up, she said, noting that occupancy was approved for 293 units in 2023. More are already happening in 2024, said Hogg.